I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Grady Hospital in Atlanta is setting up a mobile unit outside of the emergency room to handle the increasing number of flu patients. The specialized trailer, which will cost $200,000 for 30 days' use, has space for 14 beds. Officials say they anticipate it will serve at least 100 patients each day. At least 25 Georgia residents have died from the flu so far this season. English only is bad for business. That's the message from Democrats in the General Assembly who are against a proposed constitutional amendment that would forbid state government from offering services and printing documents in languages other than English. State Rep. B. Nguyen of Atlanta is the daughter of Vietnamese immigrants.
It sends a message to immigrants and the sons and daughters of immigrants like myself that Georgia does not want us to live here, work here, or bring our families and businesses here.
Republican State Senator Josh McCoon, who is sponsoring the amendment, says it wouldn't infringe on anyone's rights. Rather, it would clarify a 1996 law that declared English the official language in Georgia. Several Georgia congressmen will attend President Trump's State of the Union address tonight with guests aimed at making political statements. The AJC reports Republican Representative Doug Collins is bringing a manager from Atlanta-based Home Depot to highlight benefits of the tax overhaul. Republican Representative Buddy Carter's guest is a wounded veteran. Democratic congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis says he will not attend. We'll have live coverage of the State of the Union address tonight at 9 on gpbnews.org. The Latino Association of America is hosting its first State of Latinos conference in Atlanta this week. The two-day event featured a keynote address from U.S. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta, who spoke Monday about the increasing number of Latino-owned businesses.
Hispanic women, I have to say, however, lead the way. Latinas make up the fastest group of business owners of all demographics in the nation. So to those Latinas out there, you are amazing businesswomen.
Although the unemployment rate for Hispanics is near its lowest recorded point, Acosta said addressing the skills gap must be a priority in order to grow the economy. And South Fulton City Councilwoman Helen Willis wants to hold parents responsible for their children's criminal behavior. Her proposal would punish parents of children who break the law with a $100 fine, up to 30 days in jail, and a misdemeanor on their criminal record that says unaccountable parent. CBS 46 reports that Willis will introduce the law for a vote in February. And a free speech advocacy group is denouncing a bipartisan proposal being considered by state legislators allowing lottery winners to remain anonymous. The Georgia First Amendment Foundation says that allowing the government to hand out millions to private citizens without a public record is a bad idea. Senator Steve Hansen, the Stone Mountain Democrat who's sponsoring the bill, says protecting the identity of lottery winners is a matter of public safety. The proposed bill would allow winners to remain anonymous for a fee of up to 4% of their winnings. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.